We have a gal that Esther and I loved and worked with in Japan, and she was led of God to haul Bibles into China for the last 30 years, I think, about. She's been in it and has deep relationships with the house churches, and she brought us a tape. And she said, this tape is about a young woman, junior high student, and when you see the girl's picture as a junior high student, you'd say, well, there's no future with that girl. She's a farm girl in Western China, has to work with her dad out in the fields. There's no water around much, so they don't take a bath, and she's dirty. You can see that she hasn't washed or cleaned herself up for a long period of time. But her aunt took her to church, took that girl to church, and she was saved. And when she came to know the Lord, then she'd be out in the fields, you know, and the colors of the vegetables and the leaves of the vegetables and so on changed. And she began to see things in the creation around her, and God gave her words and a tune to go with the words. And she would jot them down and go to church on Sunday. And there was a young high school guy, I think he was a high school student, was there. And she would sing this tune with the words that she had gotten out in the field. And he would, you know, he'd put work it out, and then he'd put harmony to it, and it began to be sung in the house churches. And look on your internet if you can find, see if you can find China 5 a.m. China 5 a.m. And if you can pull the thing up, there will be a picture of 930 gospel worship songs that this girl has written that have revolutionized China. Churches all over China sing her stuff. I think her name is Xiao Min, but I don't know Chinese, so I'm sure I'm not saying it right. But anyway, the Lord is wonderfully gifted this young woman, and you know, when God wants to do something, he'll find a person, and this person's not trained in music, but she gets a song and she gets words, and people love that music. And then at the end of this tape, if you can pull it up on the internet, China 5 a.m., it just means the house churches meet at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they're singing one of her songs, China 5 a.m. And it just shows, it starts dark, you know, you'd say there's nothing in here, and then gradually the camera kind of shifts around where you see a light, and then, you know, it pulls in a building, and it's got light in the windows, and here's a house church group, just ordinary farm people singing one of her songs about worshiping the Lord at 5 a.m. And from there it goes even to churches associated or connected to the communist government. The Three Self churches are using her stuff. The house churches, it's all over the country now. And I think if I peeked over Garrison's shoulder when he was looking for me earlier this week, I think the number now is beyond 930 songs. It's 1,270, I think. Anyway, it's just going up. And the Lord has done a wonderful thing. So Esther and I are here. And last year we met Saran from Mongolia, and we were so touched. And then to meet Miriam and Eric and her and that couple from Mongolia with their two boys. And Eric has a musical gift. And I'm praying that God will give to Eric songs of gospel truth and worship in the Mongolian language and style of music. It ought to change. You know, I'm sure you wouldn't much appreciate the style of the songs that Xiaomin writes for China. And I don't know what you would say about the songs that Eric will write for Mongolia, but my heart is with that young man sitting in the back there. I'm sure he doesn't like what I'm saying, but I want you to pray for Eric. He has a gift. And God has brought him here. And we want him used wonderfully. I start with that because we're going to talk about David. And David was a young boy, looked down upon by his older brothers. They thought that young upstart out goofing around, you know. And there he is without with the sheep in God's open country. And songs would come to David. And we're going to live with David for this hour. And I need David. I need the Psalms. Now, I don't know about you, but I know there are, I suppose, thousands of Bible reading plans, you know. And at the end of December, what plan will I follow this coming year? And I've gotten so, I don't want to follow all those plans. I want to develop my own plan. And I need David. And in my Bible reading, I have to have a psalm every day. You know, I just need him to. You read through the historical sections. Mr. Nuremberg could read the historical sections and get really blessed. But you know, but sometimes I don't get a lot. You know, but I go back to David every day. So there are 150 psalms. You know, and then there's that 119th psalm is pretty long, so I want 4 days for that one, so that makes 153, and then you got 31 chapters of Proverbs. Put those in, so you got it end up put the two together and do it twice a year. You got 306, you know, and you're more than that. What am I saying? 181. Anyway, this is what I figured out at the end of December. But anyway, you know, the chapters in Proverbs don't touch me like David does. So I dropped the Proverbs. I'll read it once this year. But I want to go through the Psalms twice this year. And if I give 4 days to the 119th Psalm, that's 153 twice is 306. Yeah, that's it. 306, and then I got about 59 more, and I just pick out special ones that I love. And, you know, so I'm with David every day of the year this year in the plan I've got. And something has impressed me this year. You know, we're just about through 3 months. And there's a phrase that David uses again and again. that has touched me this year. And the phrase is, sing to the Lord. Not just sing. At first I was just impressed. Boy, there's a lot of singing comes up in David's stuff. He's a singer. He just loves to sing. But this year, I'm very touched by sing to the Lord. The Lord is the audience for my song. I'm singing to Him, not just about Him. A lot of our hymnology and our worship hymns and all are about the Lord. But there are a good number that are to the Lord that we sing. Sing to the Lord comes up again and again. And I just want to prove this to you that it's important, see? So the office staff printed up a list and I wrote it out. I got about 40 here, and I'm going to read them to you right now. And Psalm 7, 17. I will give to the Lord thanks due to His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 9, verse 2. I will be glad and exult in You. I will sing praise to Your name, O Most High. And then 9:11, sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. And number 13, Psalm 13, verse 6. This is one that really touched me. So I'll read 13, 5, and 6. I have trusted in Your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in Your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me. 18:49. For this I will praise You, O Lord, among the nations and sing to Your name. 27:6. And now my head shall be lifted up above all my enemies around me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. 30, verse 4. Sing praises to the Lord, O you His saints, and give thanks to His holy name. 33:3. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. Okay. 47:6. I hope I'm not wearing you out. I'm trying to prove something to you. This is important. We're not playing with words here. 47:6. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. And of all things, Jerry White asked us to pray over Psalm 57. Verse 9. I will give thanks to You, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to You among the nations. 61:8. Guess what I've been doing in my devotional life? So will I ever sing praises to Your name as I perform my vows day after day. 66:2. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. 66:4. All the earth worships You, Lord, and sings praises to You. They sing praises to Your name. 68:4. I'm having a good time. I don't know about you. Sing to God. Sing praises to His name. Lift up a song to Him who rides through the deserts. 68:32. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Sing praises to the Lord. Well, the folks in the office have printed this up. You can get a copy. But I won't go on. But it goes on. Oh, what, I have to do one more. That's right. 96 sealed it with me. I was just moving along. The 96, this is why I'm doing it, because I read 96 Psalm. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name, tell of His salvation from day to day. I thought, sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord. That's okay, we better do something about that at this prayer conference. Let's make sure He is the audience. We're singing to Him, not just about Him. It's not just a worshipful attitude. We are definitely set on Him, and we sing to Him. Well, I should have gone on and read a lot more, but I suppose you're getting a little tired. But I just get this picture in my mind of young David with the sheep out on the hills outside Bethlehem, singing to the Lord. You know, and I suppose the sheep loved it. How would I know? But anyway. But he's in touch with nature that God has made, all that God has made. The colors, the mountains, the valleys, everything there, he's in touch with it. He's alive in the spirit, you know, and he sings to the Lord. Now, I've never tried to shepherd sheep, you know. I'm not interested, but I suppose once you get them to a place where there's a little green grass, they'll just kind of eat and settle down, you know. And there wouldn't be a lot for a shepherd to do all day, right? So sing to the Lord. Song was a part of his life before he was anointed of God. And we should make it a part of our lives. Music is important. And in every country where the Spirit of God has worked down through the years of church history, in every country, the Spirit of God has given songs that are peculiarly appropriate to that country and that culture in which those Christians are. And you can see the difference in the style of the music. But it fits the people of each country. This is a wonderful gift of God. And it is meant for us to use it. That's a gift we are to use. Now, how many people here like to sing? Oh, brother, we got the whole congregation. All right? But we're going to sing together. And Don and I just have set up, you know, we've picked up a bunch of songs where you sing to the Lord. And we're going to do it together. See? And I'm going to sit down in the front and I'm going to sing with you. And we're going to be a worship group together singing to the Lord. And I want you to enter into this with me. This will be a worship experience. And this prayer conference, the theme is Lessons in Prayer. This is a lesson. You need to begin to sing to the Lord privately. And we can be very sure that even if you miss a few notes, the Lord doesn't care. Because in David's Psalms, it talks about a joyful noise, you know. So you can miss a few notes when you're alone singing. You can miss a few notes and the Lord will love it. Because he loves the worship song that's directed to him.